people worry, oh, did I get it right? Did I get it wrong? Like you're saying. Now, I don't worry, I don't think about getting it wrong. Like, you know, there are certain people that you know that you know that you know that you know. How many people normally, I know that I know that I know, and I don't know how I know, but I know. How many people get that feeling sometimes? But me, I get this all the time. I know that I know that I know that what I say will bless, will bring life and bring hope. Even if it is something that is correction, I turn it around. I turn it around. I bring correction, but they don't even know I'm bringing correction. They listen to the end when I bring life to them. See what I'm saying? Even though it's correct, I'm correcting them, but I'm bringing life into it. And it becomes a skill that I've acquired. I don't know. But I know when I'm prophesying, and it doesn't matter whether I know you before, I don't know you before. I trust the source. The source that is coming from is clean. And I have no problem when I speak. So me, I can prophesy over, the highest I've ever prophesied over is 7,000 people in one setting. And I've gone to every single one of them and got a word. And the words are never the same. So I trust my source. But when I'm tired, I know I'm done. I'm what? Done. Because if I continue, I'll miss it. But when the anointing is flowing, I can go like that. Boom, 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 boom. And I can take my time. I can put, I can what? I can speed it up. I can say line up. And the word I'm going to speak is going to be different from everyone. And every one of them, when they check it, they come and say, whoa, how did you know? Why? Because I trust my source. I trust where it's coming from. And I trust from the source of a clean heart. That I'm not coming from a dirty heart. I'm coming to bring clean. My heart is clean. It's flowing. It's out of the belly. Flows to rivers. When the river is clean, it flows rivers. It becomes clean river, clean water. Any other questions? So we can pray, okay? I know I'm here to serve you. I can stay as long as I want. And tomorrow morning, I'm here to serve. I'm not in a rush at all. Any other questions? Did you get a question yet? Okay.
How is it that you walk in that sort of, you know, when your prospective father-in-law said, how are you going to feed your
yeah, my wife. Mm-hmm.
And yet it just came, the finances just came.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So how did they come? Tell me.
How did they come? One day I was speaking at the church. Okay. Let me just pray for you.
See you tomorrow.
You'll see him coming tomorrow? Oh, then I can still pray for you tomorrow then.
See you
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
Yes. Yes. Look, how did they come? I mean, people give me money. One of the money that I got years ago is I want to speak in a church in somewhere in UK, in Wales. Finished speaking at a church in Wales. And God gave me a word that the person is going to have a business and the business is going to prosper. And the man said, if the business prosper, I won't forget you. I can't even remember the guy. So I came back to the same church. And that guy wasn't from that church. That guy was from far away. So it was about 10 years later when he came. And then when I came, and he said he wanted to see me. So the pastor says, there's somebody want to see you, want to give you something. So he came in, and he gave me an envelope. I didn't open the envelope till I got home. When I opened the envelope, it's £10,000. One check. I'm glad I didn't open it up. Because if I were to open it, guess what? I have to declare it in the custom, and I mean... It's £10,000. You can't. In Canada, you can only bring what?
$10,000.
And I'm bringing 2.5 of that. So I went to the bank me don't know anything better. I went to the bank, I deposited the money in the bank, and the police called me. They called me for an interview. Where did you, they thought it's drug money. Where did you get the money? And I told them who gave me the money. It took a year and a half to investigate. I don't know what they did. And they come and find the money is legitimate, so they put the money back. But I had to wait for a year and a half to get the money. See how that's one source. That's one source. When I travel to go and speak to places, people give me money. That's another source. And as a pastor of my church, I get paid. One of the conditions in my church is, look, if you don't pay me, I will not do this. And the reason why I want to be paid is so that the people in my congregation will be blessed. Because I want the people who give their tithe and offering to be blessed because they are blessing me. So if I am not paid, I can't go to God to them and say, God, they are giving me, they are paying my salary. So they should be blessed. And that's what I said to my board. You have to pay me if you don't pay me. And this amount I'm looking for, if I can't get this amount of money, I won't do it. And I said to them, if they give me this amount, God will continue to provide. And he's never failed us. It's never. Now I have staff. I'm paid. My staff are getting paid. I have five staff. Two more part-times. And all of them are getting paid. And God is providing. Because a worker is worthy of his what? His wage. You know? And I tied on my money, they pay me too. I tied on the money that people give me, I tied them as well. You know why? So I can, because I want to be blessed. Because when you tithe, when you give to God, you get blessed. You get blessed. And so I'm encouraging you, if you're not tithing to your church, give to your church. And when I tithe, I'm fortunate. The good thing in Canada, we get some money back. But even if I don't get the money back, I'm still going to tithe. It's worth it. It's worth it. When God wants to do something in the church, put an effort into the things that you plant seed into. Because when I plant seed, look, I wanted an iPad. My church bought me this iPad. I didn't ask for it. Somebody decided to give me a birthday present. Brand new iPad. They gave my wife one too. So the finance will come. See, my source is not the church. The church pays me salary, but that's not my source. My source is him. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or beg for bread. See, we read these words, but do we really believe it? The righteous will not beg for bread. Will never be forsaken nor beg for what? For bread. Why? Because I'm righteous because he's righteous. Any other question? Let me pray. Yes.
Can I add one thing to it?
Yes.
When I went to TACF, I didn't tithe. I didn't know anything about tithing. And when I found out about tithing, we started tithing. And one of our pastors got up and said, if you tithe and you don't get an increase, we guarantee you an increase. And if you don't get the increase, we will give you the money back.
And I've done that. I've told people.
And
nobody
asked him the same question. Huh? Will you do that?
Yeah. And nobody's come to me and said they want their money back. It must be 100% right. And I promise them, honestly, if they come to me and they said they do not, they haven't got an increase, I will give them every dime they've given back to them. It only happened once. Somebody came to our church years ago, and then he said to me, "I'm going to give you $10,000, but you have to follow. You have to listen to my decisions. I want you to do this. I didn't know he gave the money to the church. I did not know. So he started demanding." So my secretary started giving me this letter, what he wants me to do for him in the church. So I got upset. And we wrote back his money. We gave him his money back in full. And we blessed him to go, that we don't need his money. And God doesn't need his money. 3 months later, his business folded. He got divorced. And we didn't pray anything against him, but he did something wrong. See, when you give to God, you don't get it back. Because he never gets, when he gave his life to us, he didn't say, I'm going to take my life back. When you give it to him, you give it wholeheartedly. And his heart wasn't right. Just like Judas' heart wasn't right. And even though it was 30 silver coin, but his heart wasn't right. And any other question? And then we pray. I have an idea what we should do. That's why I'm saying we'll pray.
Can I add just one very quick thing about the tithe?
Yes.
I discovered about maybe six to 8 weeks ago.
Yes.
That the tithe is actually God's insurance policy for his people.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He says it hits full stop. So we give it to him. So he effectively says a tenth of your increase is mine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't become his when we give it to him. He says it's his. So it becomes holy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why he did that, and this is what he showed me, that he did that to compel his people to release it to him, so that he would bless them.
Amen.
And that's what he said and there's a way in which he asked them to do it in Deuteronomy 26, they're to come and actually make
the declaration
over it as they bring it. And then in Malachi 3, verse 10, he said, put me to the test and see if I will not
open
the doors of heaven and pour you
open.
So his heart in asking, effectively saying, that's mine, but I want you to bring it to me.
Yep.
His heart in doing that is to create an insurance policy for his people that they will have plenty.
Amen.
That's actually the reason why he did it.
Yeah. Amen. And I said, if you give and God doesn't give you back, we'll give you money back. So what's your problem then? If you're going to get your money back, what's your problem? So, well, but when you give, God will give it back. Press down, shaken together and over. Let's all stand up. Hey, what's your name, sister? What's your name?
Tracy.
Huh?
Tracy.
Tracy, you have this academic brain.
What's one of those?
You have this academic brain. You're very intelligent. You're a smart woman. And that's why, are you married?
No.
That's why men are afraid of you. I'll be honest with you. You want me to be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
You threaten them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so smart that you're not a walkover. You're so smart that they don't want a challenge. They want somewhere they can just walk all over, but you're not. That's why the men are afraid to have a heart-to-heart conversation, because they know the kind of caliber of person you are. And you're the kind of person, when you make a decision, it's very difficult to change your mind. When you make a decision, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do. Nothing shakes you, especially when you hear from God. So I just bless you. Another thing I see about you, Tracy, is you've been to university, right? Yeah. So you know how I know? Because God showed me. You've been to university. But you're not actually working in your field. But God wants to restore what the enemy has stolen. God wants to restore what the enemy has stolen. In Joel chapter 2, verse 25, 26, 27. He said, everything the enemy has stolen, God is going to restore it back in full force, especially relational. Relational. And Tracy has closed her heart. Said, I don't want anybody to come in and hurt me. I don't want anybody to come in and hurt me. I don't want anybody because you're an open book. People can see the way you love. You're a lover. And Tracy has closed her heart. In the next while, you're going to see changes coming into your life, especially with your family. There are going to be changes coming, and they're going to come and seek your advice. You know, you're a treasure, I'm telling you. And you should see this for yourself, who you are. You're a woman of integrity. You don't lie. What you say is what you say. So just bless you. One more thing, Tracy. Tracy, I felt the Lord is saying to you that what does Friday mean to you?
What's Friday mean?
Yeah.
The weekend?
No. There's something about Friday. What day were you born?
Thursday.
Okay. But something on Friday is very special. That's why anytime you reach Friday, your excitement begins to rise. Anytime there's Friday, as soon as you get Friday, something exciting is coming for you. And you're anticipating something is going to happen. And it's a good thing. Once Friday comes in, your life, your excitement, things just comes and you see that joy comes, hope comes, peace comes, all this stuff. But Friday, start Friday. There's something about Friday with your life. And what kind of work do you do?
I work for jewelers.
Huh?
I work for jewelers.
What's that?
Make jewelry.
Oh, jewelry. Oh, you work for jewelers, yeah. Because what I saw was that I saw a chest box, a treasure box. And in this treasure box, somebody gave you something to, I don't know whether somebody died and gave you something, but it's a treasure box. It's a treasure box. And I saw you looking at this beautiful treasure, and you don't know what to do with it. But the Lord said, will you keep it? There's going to be one day you're going to find out what to do with it. And don't go yet. I have something more. I can't tell in front of everybody, but I'll tell you. All right. So what's your name?
Justin.
Huh?
Justin.
Justin, you know, there's something about purity. You know what purity is? Mm. There's something about purity about you with men. Mm. You're a man that doesn't hide. You tell it the way it is. You tell it the way it is. And people don't like you because of that.
Oh, that's good.
Because you tell it the way, you don't sugarcoat it. And God loves you about that. God just loves you about that. He loves the way you love people, the way you care for people. You don't mix your words. You're a man of encourager. You're a good encourager. You're the man who brings hope where there's no hope. You're the man who brings light to so many people. But the hard thing is, you find it hard to give life to yourself. You find it hard. You can give life to everybody. When it comes to Justin, but God says he wants to let you start giving life to yourself. Because if you don't have $5, you cannot give $5 away. It's what you have. It's what you give away. You've been giving $5 away, but you yourself don't have $5, so you're bankrupted. Now he wants you to give $5 to yourself, then you can, and then when you have the $5, then you can give the $5 away. So I just bless you, Justin. There's something about music. There's something about music that you just love worship. I'm not saying you're playing an instrument, but there's something about music. I'm not saying you're playing, but I saw something about music that you just, music just blends your heart to God. It just takes you higher with God. So I just bless you. Yeah. Who is struggling with their knees? Somebody has a problem with the knees. Somebody has a problem with the knees. Like knees getting the calf, yeah?
Just here.
Yeah. Oh, come here, let me pray for you. Yeah, what's your name?
Dina.
Dana or Dina?
Dina.
Dina. Hmm. There's Dana and there's Dina.
Dina.
Are you friends?
My sisters.
Your sisters. You know each other?
Oh, quite well.
You sure? You sure?
Pretty well, yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Something happened to you and you shut down. Something happened to you and you shut down.
Hmm.
And Dina, from that time on, something happened and Dina shut down and Dina shut down and she doesn't blossom anymore. And I felt the Lord is going to give you back again. Hmm. I don't know what it's about marriage.
Hmm. Interesting.
Something happened and you shut down. They took a piece of you.
Hmm.
But God is going to restore that back.
Amen.
He's going to restore that back. He's going to restore that. Because you're a trustworthy woman. You're very trustworthy. I know I'm praying for your knees. Hmm. Okay?
It's okay. I'm very happy to hear what you can say.
Yeah, I'm praying for your knees. I know I'm praying for your knees. But I need to get the thing, I need to put faith in there so you can believe for your knees. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a writer.
No. Not yet.
You're a writer.
Am I?
I saw you writing.
Oh, okay.
Because you have a story to tell. Mm. You have a story to tell. People need to hear the story, especially about your family.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yes, I know.
Because God has a story about your family, and you are the one that can write it. Because you've seen the first hand. You've seen the first hand of your family. The rest of them have second hand. But you've seen the first hand.
Yes.
And you are the one that can write this. And I can tell you this, when you write this book, it will be read all over the world. Because you know, there are certain secrets that you know. There are certain secrets. I know them, but I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain secrets about your family that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how precious you are. You have no idea how amazing God has made you. You are an incredible woman of God. You're very prophetic.
Yeah.
You hear from God clearly, but you're afraid to use them because you think people wouldn't hear you. You are a woman of authority, the woman of authority that speaks life. The words that you speak are spirit and are life. You're very prophetic, very, very prophetic. And not only are you prophetic, you see clearly, you see, and you know. You just know why. And one of the things about you that as you touch, when you're praying for them, you touch them, you know. That's one of my listings. When I come closer, I know. Because for me, God has given me this radius. When you're inside the radius, I know. You is touch. Once you touch, you know. But once you know, you speak it, it comes to pass. If you don't speak it, it doesn't come out. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come to pass. Thinking about it, flowing from your heart. So I say this to you, Dina. I say this to you again. I say this to you. Yeah. You're trustworthy. There's something with your mom and dad. There's something. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about mom and dad.
Mm.
I'll just leave it that way so that I know that I know God is going to show you and God is going to speak to you about this book. Because, and one of the difficulties you think you don't know how to write. You think, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not writing my book. I have a ghostwriter. Mm-hmm. Somebody's writing. It's my words, but they're writing it in my words. Mm-hmm. I speak it, and they type it for me. Mm-hmm. And they put it in book form. Mm-hmm. And you could do that. Mm-hmm. So one more thing. I saw a girl and a boy. I don't know whether you've been married or not, but I saw a girl and a boy. The girl that I saw is kind of Africanish. And the boy, we've got a girl that I saw with a ponytail. And the boy is kind of a soccer player or hockey, what's it called? Football player. And I've been asking the Lord, does she have a daughter? Does she have a son? He said, no. But what I'm saying, what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm not saying you're going to have a child. It could be possible. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that you are going to bless these two boys, a boy and a girl. God is going to bring them into your life. Because you're a mother of many, many, many nations. You're a mother of what? Many nations. See, you don't have to have a baby to be a mother. Hey, I'm trying to tell you something. You don't have to have a baby to be a mother. There are lots of people who are mothers that didn't have the child in themselves because they love the children the way they're supposed to be loved. And you're a mother. You're an incredible Hulk. You know the green stuff. That's you. You protect your family. That's why the devil is scared, because you protect your family. You become like a mother hen to your family. And everybody scoop around your wings. You're a great intercessor. So just bless you. So Father, thank you for this knee. You made it. You made it. You heal it. It shouldn't have any problem, because you said be healed. So be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I release the anointing that heals this knee. And this knee, because you called it out. And I speak to your knee, no more click, no more the click, click, click noise. No more clicky noise. No more pain when you wake up in the morning. No more pain when you wake up in the morning. You get up from bed, ouch, no more that. No more that. No more trying to put on your shoes and you're trying to bend your legs and it hurts. No more. And I thank you for healing her. Mm-hmm. I thank you for healing. I thank you for the touch of the Holy Spirit. Fire of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your presence. Yeah, that's His presence. That's it. That's His presence. That's your presence. Just come around her. That's it. That's your presence. I release anointing for the prophetic you've given her. I call it forth now. I call it, Lord, just like the way you're using me, you use her. You use her. And Lord, give her an open door so she can use it. Give her an open door so she can use it. Let her preach the gospel and use the prophetic to change lives. Lord, I release an impartation. Take it! Take it. Take it. Take it. Yeah, take it. Take it. In Jesus' name, take it. Where's Tamzin? Come here. Come and touch the knee for me. Come and touch the knee for me. That one is over there. This one here. Yeah. So be healed right now. Be healed. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. And Lord, I thank you that the healing is complete. The healing is complete. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Check it for me. Check it. You see the clacking now? You hear the clicking? Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's gone now. The clunking is gone now. See? Yeah. What else? Let me see. Yeah. Listen. What's your name?
Hmm?
Anne-Marie, God is not done with you, Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
God is not done with you, Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
Listen, you have this Holy Spirit around you. People love you. God has given you this spirit of love that surrounds you, and anybody who comes around you wants to come and give you a hug. That's why you don't understand why people say, oh, can I give you a hug? I came in, I didn't have any choice. I just came and gave you a hug, didn't I? I gave you a hug because she's beautiful. She's beautiful. You have the spirit of Jesus in you that makes you beautiful. So, Lord, I speak to her body. I speak to her mind. I speak to whatever the condition is. Lord, you said no condition is permanent. So I speak to the condition to change and be a better life, so she can have a quality life in the name of Jesus. So I declare your body to respond to the name of Jesus. The Bible says, the words I speak are spirit and are life. So I speak to your spirit, and I speak to your body, and I speak to everything that is causing problem to reverse itself and bring life into your body. Father, I pray that, Lord, her brain will start listening, the brain, all the brain cells that are dead, Lord, rejuvenate them. Remake them. Remake them, because you made them in the first place. You made them in the first place. Let husband and wife enjoy them. So, Father, I speak to the pelvis area. I speak to the back area. I speak to the legs in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the back to be straightened up in the name of Jesus. I speak to your back, be straightened in the name of Jesus. Be straightened in the name of, be straightened up in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for doing that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody who has some I know it's hard, but I have to say it. And who's having problem, difficulty with their period? It's a woman. I know it's personal, but God wants to remove the pain. I know it's personal. That's a hard one. But I have to, when I hear, I have to say it. I can't hide it. Then when you come out to have your period, there's pain. Sometimes it's hard. Guys, you can't raise up your hand. Is there anyone here? But God wants to set that. God wants to clean that. God wants to set that free. Even sometimes when your period is coming, it's not clean. It's just some lumps. God wants to heal it. God wants to set you free. I know it's personal. If you want, you can come out and talk to me later. I know it's personal. Okay? I don't want to embarrass you. But in healing, there's no embarrassment in healing. There's no embarrassment in healing. Amen? Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, what time do you start tomorrow morning?
Half 10, 10:30.
If you can come, that would be awesome. I'll prophesy over everyone. Even if you come tomorrow again, I'll prophesy over you again. All right. So thank you, Pastor.